Go ahead. You going to read Hector's letters or not?
Don't you try to rush me now.
Well, read what it says.
You just wait a minute. I get it.
What does he say there?
Can't read it before I look at it, can I? Says, dear fellow travelers in this land of woe.
What's the matter?
There's nothing matter.
Well, what incarnation did you say woe for?
Because Hector said it.
What did Hector say it for?
Dag nabbit, I guess he said because he meant it.
Meant what?
Woe!
Appears to me that you or Hector not real bright. Don't make sense.
Oh, shucks, Eb. Like as not, he's writing this letter just like a telegram.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, in a telegram, instead of putting a speck at the end of a sentence, you say stop.
Well, he didn't say stop. He says whoa.
It's all the same, ain't it?
Maybe. I'm going with your reading.
Let's see. Dear fellow travelers in this land of woe, get up to the library.
What say?
Say, get up.
Well, what incarnation does he think we are? Talking mules? Whoa, get up. Whoa, get up.
Oh.
Who do you think you're talking to, anyway?
It appears to me you're getting more excited than there's any need for. I just said, get up to the library, and...
I don't like him saying get up after he says whoa.
Well, when incarnation would he say it?
He don't need to say it at all, as far as I'm concerned.
He wants us to get up to the library and get him some books.
That ain't Hector's way of talking.
Say, do you want me to read the rest of this, or don't you?
You can skip that about the whole and get up business. I don't like to play horse.
All right. I'll go down a piece. Here, he says here, gee, Horatio Alger writes fine books. Haw, haw, haw.
Stop right where you are.
What's the matter now?
That get up and haw was bad enough. But when he starts yelling gee and haw, well, that's going a little bit too far.
Oh, Hector's just enthusiastic, that's all.
I tell you, there's something rotten in Denmark. How did he end up that about the book?
He said, gee, Alger books are swell. Haw, haw, haw.
Giving us the horse laugh. That's what he's doing.
You think he is?
Of course he is.
Well, then he's not the kind of a fellow I took him to be. Now, I'll tell you that. Good
morning,
Miss Gale. Good morning.
It's afternoon in England, night in China, noon here. It ain't morning anywhere.
Oh, Mr. Peters got so dry.
Oh, don't pay no attention to him, Mrs. Gale. He'd argue with the calendar.
Well, if I did, I'll bet you in the end you'd find out I was wrong.
Oh, I don't mind. I've known you long enough to know that you're both perfect dears.
How's that?
I said you were perfect dears.
No, we ain't neither. I'm an elk, and Zeb there's a moose.
Yeah.
But ain't neither one of us a deer.
Oh, you're absolutely priceless.
I don't quite catch that.
I said you're priceless.
Well, she means you can't be bought.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
You didn't.
Oh, no, but of course that's true, too. But, oh dear.
Well, shucks, Miss Gerald, Eb and me kind of pride ourselves that our opinions ain't for sale, so to speak.
Well, of course they're not. Don't misunderstand me. I know the high ideal and sterling example you two set for the rest of us in our lovely little community. Really, I do.
Well, now, that's right nice of you, Mrs. Zell.
Yes, Vernon, to answer the telephone, Zeb. My knees plumb give out.
No, you and your knees. Hello? Oh, Scridgeville. Yes, it's Cone Center. Go ahead.
Who in tarnation is it?
It's someone from Scridgeville.
Yes, this is Zeb Winterbottom. Oh, hello, Constable. Well, I don't know hardly whether you can call me a friend of Hector's or not.
Of course you're his friend. Don't be silly.
Well, to tell the truth, the way Hector's acting don't see us any too well, neither. Oh, shucks, Mr. Constable. It appears to me like you put him in jail. Yes. Now it's up to you to find some way to get him free.
Oh, poor Hector. You must do something, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, tell you the truth, Mr. Constable. I say, tell you the truth, my partner, Peters, and me don't like the way he's doing, but we ain't found no way to make him leave the jail if he don't want to. Yes, I guess young fellow like him would be quite a good deal. Pretty heavy burden on the taxpayers, all right.
Oh, when I think of that poor boy being deprived of his liberty, it makes me want to cry.
I'd rally some of the fried chicken the constable's wife fixes for him right now.
Chuck, I don't think we'd do any good for us to come up to Spigville, Constable. No, we don't want him to go to trial. No, attend him. I talked over with my partner, and if it'll do any good, we'll come up to Springfield and have a talk with him.
Oh, you simply must go.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Tansfield. Glad you called.
What in tarnation he want?
No, he wanted us to come up to Squidville and see if we could get Hector to leave the jail without no trouble.
Oh, you must go, by all means. Think how you would feel if you were in his place.
Well, tell you the truth, Miss Dale, that's what we've been thinking.
Careful there, Zeb. Don't go too far.
Oh, I tell you, something simply must be done. It isn't right to keep a man in jail when he hasn't done anything wrong.
What's that?
You mean to say
you know Hector ain't guilty as charged?
Why, well, no, I didn't mean that.
I'm afraid you did.
And Dan Burns, I can't make head or tail out of it.
Head or tail of what?
This whole blame business. If I recollect right, it was Mrs. Zell who had him slapped in the calaboose in the first place.
That's right. Some forgot about
that. Yes, I did. You see, I was so sorry for the poor little bees brought from their homes to the waste track. Mm. Well, you can't understand how a woman feels about such things.
No, I reckon we can.
I'm so impetuous. That's the poetess in me, I suppose.
I guess it don't, feel no different being put in jail by a poetess than by anybody else.
Please don't scold me, Mr. Peters. I can't tell you how I've suffered.
Well, we've been suffering more than a little, too.
You mean to tell me you actually feel worse about Hector than you do about the bees?
Yes, I do. I think Hector Smith is being mistreated. He ought to be let out of jail.
Let out? Dad, darn it, I thought that he ought to be turned out.
Yes, I agree with you. If he won't leave of his own free will, he should be turned out. Thrown out bodily, in fact.
Well, say, wait a minute here. Shucks, Mrs. Dale, I thought you said a while ago that you were soft-hearted.
I guess we can't understand how a woman feels about such things, Dad.
Well, I am soft-hearted.
You are, huh?
Yes, but I've about lost patience with Hector Smith. He's been making my life miserable ever since he's been up there.
I don't think we understand you.
No, we can't seem to get the hang of it all. The backing and filling here. What's Hector been doing now?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's positively uncanny.
It is.
Weird. He just sits there in that jail and lets me worry.
Worry? What have you got to worry about?
Nothing. Well, that is nothing.
I'll tell you right now, there's more of this than appears on the surface.
Well, you think so, Ed, huh? Well, say, Miss Jill, you're just sorry for Hector, ain't you?
Yes, that's it. Well, I'm afraid I've talked too much already. I must be going.
Oh, say now, no need to rush off, Miss Jill.
Yes, I must be going. Goodbye. And you will try to get Hector to leave the jail, won't you? For the sake of an old friend.
Well, we'll do everything we can, Miss Zell, won't we, Ed?
I know you will. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye, Zeb. Come in again sometime.
I don't understand this, Zeb.
No.
It sounds mighty funny to me, the whole shebang.
Yes. Well, shucks, we ain't got much more to worry about. We got most of the bees bought already. Bet we have more before night.
How many did you get?
94. Understand there's only 3 more delivered. You know, business ought to pick up now. And they take their pay in trade, you remember.
Kind of gets me.
What gets you?
That Zell one worrying so much about this business.
Oh, she's just worried about Hector.
Dang me, I don't believe Mrs. Zell would worry that much about anyone but herself.
What, you mean she's involved in this business, so to speak?
Looks like that to me, Zeb.
Well, I don't see how she could be.
Neither do I, but that ain't no sign, it ain't so.
You think Hector knows about what it is?
From that there letter, I judge he knows more than he's telling.
Well, you think he knows about our having them beehives sent to the Squidgeville race?
Well, we got to find that out.
Oh, I don't know. We own the bees now. Kind of looks to me like we're pretty near in the clear.
Dad Burns, I don't like to be mixed up in nothing that has any mystery about it.
Well, what do you suppose we'd better do?
You better get over to Squidgeville and have a talk with Hector.
Yes, sir. You do that.
That's it.
And by cracky, if he knows anything he ain't telling, by hokey, I swear, I'll pump it right out of him.